Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1070. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafu Shalema Sara Fega Basle Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so we started last Shiur the subject of the side of a tree. Is there any way to use a side of a tree? Meaning what? We spoke about in the past, obviously, to break off a branch, that we can do. That's koitzer. That's the real koitzer. That's the malach of koitzer, uprooting. Breaking off a branch. We spoke about taking taking items off the tree itself and putting items on the tree. All that is usur. So that we established. Putting items on a tree, taking items off a tree, all that is usur. Now the question is, what about using the side of a tree? What do we mean by using the side of a tree? I want to put up a ladder, let's say, on the side of a tree. I want to lean on the side of a tree. I want to hang something up on the side of a tree. I can't put it on, but let's say something was hanging there from before Shabbos, a basket, and the basket has apples in it that were picked from before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, but now I want to pull out an apple from that basket that's hanging on the tree itself. Is there a way to use it? Am I allowed to use a hammock? A hammock I put up right Erev Shabbos, I put up my hammock on the branches of the tree. Is that a problem? It's now hanging on the tree. I didn't put anything up on Shabbos and I didn't take anything off on Shabbos. But the question is, I'm using part of the tree. There's something hanging on the tree and now I'm using it. So is there a way to work with that? Okay, so let's jump right into the Shulchan Aruch. And our Simon, of course, Shin Lamed Vav, all the way at the end, Sif Yud Gimel, tells us the Mechaber, just to get things started, tells us the Shulchan Aruch, Asur Lehishtame. One is not allowed to use the sides of a tree. Now we're going to see, of course, various different examples. What exactly does that mean? But the side of the side, but like, in other words, using something that's attached to the side, mutter would be allowed. Okay, what does that mean? Of course, we're going to see examples how that works, and we'll see if it's mutter all the time. It could be sometimes that it's not 100%. Okay. So, it continues, the Shulchan Aruch gives us an example. Let's have an example. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, comes straight out with an example. Lefichach, therefore, going in conjunction with that halacha is Asur Lismach Asulam Litzidei Ho'ilan. One is not allowed to lean a ladder, to put up a ladder on the side of a tree. Now, one is going to ask, why would I put up a ladder? I'm not allowed to climb on the tree anyways. When am I going to put up a ladder, climb up the tree, and I can't climb on a tree. We learned in the past it's us to climb on a tree. So what do I need a ladder for? Okay, but we'll see what that's all about as we go down the line. But finishes off the Shulchan Aruch, the Chisalek Bei Mishtamesh Bitzdadin. The bottom line is one is using the side of the tree when one is putting up the ladder, and tells us the Mishnah Berurah explains in two words, in Sif Katan Samach Aleph, what do we mean, by the way, but from Litzidei Ho'ilam, what do we mean by the side of the tree, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Perish Ledofnai, like the walls, like the bottom, the trunk, the bottom part where there's no branches, the walls of the tree. I'm putting up a ladder up against the walls, the surroundings of the tree. And we'll talk about also the same thing would apply with the branches itself. Okay. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch further, Aval im yesh yoseit tekua b'tzidei hu'ilan. Oh, but now let's say there is a peg or a nail or something along those lines that's stuck into the side of the tree from before Shabbos, right? To bang a nail in the tree on Shabbos, obviously you're not allowed to do that. But there was a nail stuck in, there was a peg, a strong peg, a big long peg stuck into the tree from before Shabbos, then is mutalismach sulam alav. Then one would be allowed to put it on the to put it up against that peg on the tree. Now we're going to see there's some conditions that go along with that, but right now we're learning the letter of the law, what's allowed and what's not allowed. Okay, so now tells us the Shulchan Aruch and explains to us that you're allowed to put that ladder up against, like we said, if the peg or the big nail is sticking out, mutalismach sulam alav, that was there from before Shabbos, this peg or nail, so you could put up the ladder against that. Why, tells us the Shulchan Aruch, the havelah yosed, because the havelah yosed, this peg, this nail, this thing sticking out, tzedadim, is actually has a din of tzedadim, which is the side of the tree, which is not allowed to be used, but the sulam, but the ladder, oh, but now the ladder has a din of tzidei tzedadim, of side of the sides. In other words, using the sides of the, using something that's in the side of the tree or that's attached to the side of the tree. And now if I will go ahead and use this ladder for whatever the reason is, it's up against something that's on the side of the tree. Now we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, what about if one shakes the tree, how that works? Okay, right now, like we said, we're just trying to get the letter of the law, and we'll go from there. Just to give another example, brings down the Machaber. This is straight up in the Shulchan Aruch. These examples very, very interesting. They're straight up in the Shulchan Aruch. It brings the Shulchan Aruch another example. Let's say somebody hung up a basket, right? And they had, again, this thing sticking out, the peg, the nail sticking out, and they hung up a basket before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, there was a basket hanging on the peg. Of course, the peg was there put in before Shabbos. Now the basket was put onto the peg before Shabbos also. So you have a basket, then you have a peg. So now, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayosei, the peg, Nikrat Sedadim. The peg, again, the peg or the nail that's stuck in the tree has a din of Sedadim, of removed ones. In other words, in the tree, of using the size of the tree. V'hakal Kola, and the basket, Kitzidate Sedadim. The basket has a din of once removed from the tree. In other words, it's using something that's attached to the tree, which is this peg. Okay, so that would be Mutter, but again, we're going to see how that works in case one moves the tree or so on. Okay, so, but the letter of the law, just a chazer over, what do we have so far? Breaking something off the tree, branch, whatever, can't be done. Using the side of the tree, putting things on and off the tree, can't be done. Using the side of the tree, right? I'll hang, let's say I put up a ladder up against the side of the tree. I'm not climbing on the tree or anything else. I'm going to climb on a ladder that's leaning on the side of the tree. That can't be done. But now let's say the ladder is on a peg that's sticking out of the tree or on a nail. So that halachically is called once removed from something that's in the tree, and that is halachically mutter. And the same thing with a basket, and so on. Okay, we'll continue next year and see some other interesting examples. Just to finish off, one more quick halacha tells us the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch over there, mutter liga be'ilan. One is allowed to touch a tree. Let's say I touch a tree. You have a big tree. I'm just going to touch it. I'm not breaking anything off. Nothing's coming off. I'm just touching a tree. You're allowed to touch it. It doesn't have a din of muksa because you're not moving it, you're not touching it, nothing. But tells us Ramah, but ilvavad shalai yinidenu. You have to be careful; it shouldn't move. You have to be careful not to shake it, not to move it. So that's an important halacha to keep in mind. If somebody, for whatever reason, touches a tree, that's halachically okay, but you have to be careful. One is not allowed to move a tree, shake a tree, or whatever on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.